And look, there is one example. Where does Jack want to go on his birthday?
Jack, would you like to have a picnic on your birthday in the countryside?
That's a great idea, Mum, but it might be a cold day. Can we go to the cinema and see a film? I'd like to do that.
All right. Or you can go to the sports centre that day with your friends.
No, I don't want to have my party there.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and choose the best answer.
1. Which film do they choose?
There are lots of great films to see this week. It's difficult to choose.
I'd like to see the one about rockets in space. That sounds exciting.
Oh no, I think the one about the big fire and all the firemen is better.
But some of your friends might be afraid. There's one about the dinosaurs. What do you think?
Yes, that's the best idea.
2. When will Jack see the film?
Can we go on Monday after school? That's the day of my birthday, so I'd like that the best.
That will be difficult because Dad's got to work that evening. Let's have a small party at home that day. We can see your film the day before that, on Sunday, if you like.
Okay, and can I invite some friends here on Saturday too?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'll ask Dad first. I think we're going to go out that afternoon.
Okay.
3. What time must Jack's friends come to his house?
I'll tell my friends at school tomorrow to come to my house first. What time should they arrive here?
Well, let's look in the newspaper to find out about the film first. Here it is. It starts at 5:15.
So shall I tell them to come at 5:45?
Let's say 4:30, because it'll take us about 35 minutes to get there.
All right.
4. How will they buy the cinema tickets?
You can get cinema tickets on the computer now, Mum. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. Wow, that's good. But I'll phone the cinema to buy them this time. I want to speak to the woman there.
Okay, or we can buy the tickets at the cinema. There won't be too many people there, will there?
I don't want to do that, Jack.
5. How will they get to the cinema?
Are we going to walk to the cinema, like last time?
I think it's too far. You were tired, remember? But there are too many of us to drive there in Dad's car.
Well, in a big taxi then.
Oh, that's quite expensive, but okay, we'll do that.
It's going to be fun. I love birthdays.
1. Now listen to part 1 again. 1. Which film do they choose?
There are lots of great films to see this week. It's difficult to choose.
I'd like to see the one about rockets in space. That sounds exciting.
Oh no, I think the one about the big fire and all the firemen is better.
But some of your friends might be afraid. There's one about the dinosaurs. What do you think?
Yes, that's the best idea.
2. When will Jack see the film?
Can we go on Monday after school? That's the day of my birthday, so I'd like that the best.
That will be difficult because Dad's got to work that evening. Let's have a small party at home that day. We can see your film the day before that, on Sunday, if you like.
Okay, and can I invite some friends here on Saturday too?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'll ask Dad first. I think we're going to go out that afternoon.
Okay.
3. What time must Jack's friends come to his house?
I'll tell my friends at school tomorrow to come to my house first. What time should they arrive here?
Well, let's look in the newspaper to find out about the film first. Here it is. It starts at 5:15.
So shall I tell them to come at 5:45?
Let's say 4:30, because it'll take us about 35 minutes to get there.
All right.
4. How will they buy the cinema tickets?
You can get cinema tickets on the computer now, Mum. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. Wow, that's good. But I'll phone the cinema to buy them this time. I want to speak to the woman there.
OK, or we can buy the tickets at the cinema. There won't be too many people there, will there?
I don't want to do that, Jack.
Listen and complete the form below.
Good morning, ma'am, and welcome to Australia's Moving Experience. How can I help you?
Well, I hope you can help me. I'm so up in the air right now.
Just calm down now. Let me guess. You're moving and it has you a little confused.
That's it exactly. You see, I'm relocating to the United States next month and I'm having a hard time getting organised.
Here, fill out your name and address and let me ask you a few questions. Oh, what should I call you?
My name is Jane. Jane Bond.
Okay, Jane. First of all, what's your work phone number? In case I have any questions about things.
My work phone is 9463-5550. But please try not to call me too often there. My boss hates personal calls.
So does mine, ma'am. So does mine. And what address should we ship your things to?
My new company is letting me stay temporarily at 509 Clark House. That's C-L-A-R-K. 1137 University Drive in Seattle.
Seattle? Beautiful city, I hear. Mountains right beside the ocean, almost. Cooler than Australia, too. Okay, and when should we come pack your things?
I guess that would be on Monday, March 11th.
Do you want any help with an after-packing clean-up? We do that for a small additional charge.
Yes, that would be helpful. I promised the landlord I'd give her the keys back by 5 p.m. on Thursday the 14th.
Great. We'll just schedule the clean-up for that day. That way, the place will smell clean and there'll be no dust.
Well, you do think of everything. Oh, how much is this going to cost?
Here is a list of our basic prices.
Oh dear, this seems rather expensive.
Yes, ma'am, but you're paying for the best. We're careful and we're fast. Like we say, the only thing we break are speed records getting you moved.
Well, maybe that's so. Oh, I nearly forgot to tell you, I don't want my furniture shipped with me. I won't be looking for an apartment till after I arrive in America. Would it be possible to put my furniture in storage here for a month, then have it sent along later?
Of course, we do that all the time. A couple of other things. Here at A Moving Experience, we try to pack your things logically. We don't just throw stuff in boxes.
Now listen to part two again.
Good morning, ma'am, and welcome to Australia's Moving Experience. How can I help you?
Well, I hope you can help me. I'm so up in the air right now.
Just calm down now. Let me guess. You're moving and it has you a little confused.
That's it exactly. You see, I'm relocating to the United States next month and I'm having a hard time getting organised.
Here, fill out your name and address and let me ask you a few questions. Oh, what should I call you?
My name is Jane. Jane Bond.
Okay, Jane. First of all, what's your work phone number? In case I have any questions about things.
My work phone is 9463-5550. But please try not to call me too often there. My boss hates personal calls.
So does mine, ma'am. So does mine. And what address should we ship your things to?
My new company is letting me stay temporarily at 509 Clark House. That's C-L-A-R-K. 1137 University Drive in Seattle.
Seattle? Beautiful city, I hear. Mountains right beside the ocean, almost. Cooler than Australia, too. Okay, and when should we come pack your things?
I guess that would be on Monday, March 11th.
Do you want any help with an after-packing clean-up? We do that for a small additional charge.
Yes, that would be helpful. I promised the landlord I'd give her the keys back by 5 p.m. on Thursday the 14th.
Great. We'll just schedule the clean-up for that day. That way, the place will smell clean and there'll be no dust.
Well, you do think of everything. Oh, how much is this going to cost?
Here is a list of our basic prices.
Oh dear, this seems rather expensive.
Yes, ma'am, but you're paying for the best. We're careful and we're fast. Like we say, the only thing we break are speed records getting you moved.
Well, maybe that's so. Oh, I nearly forgot to tell you, I don't want my furniture shipped with me. I won't be looking for an apartment till after I arrive in America. Would it be possible to put my furniture in storage here for a month, then have it sent along later?
Of course, we do that all the time. A couple of other things. Here at A Moving Experience, we try to pack your things logically. We don't just throw stuff in boxes.
That's the end of part 2.